Welcome back to the Marketing Ninja Podcast with Manuel Suarez, CEO of Attention Grabbing Media and author of number one bestseller, Marketing Magic.
Mr. Brown, one of the greatest honors in my life to be here with you today and to have an opportunity to talk to you once again and to get to spend an amazing spiritual time with you. Such an honor. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. I'm so glad because I had an incredible time with you and your lovely wife while I was in Tampa. We had a good time, and it's just the beginning of a new relationship I see as family. So I want to ask you, what inspired you to write this book, Marketing Magic?
I got a lot of inspiration from you and a lot of clarity as to how I got here. You and I think very alike, or I should say I think very alike, because you've been doing this game for way longer than me. Like you told me the other day, I have quotes older than you. And I'm like, yeah, you're kind of right, Les. You're kind of right with that. In my case, I have an improbable story of success. Very, very improbable. I'm also being a minority myself, small little island of Puerto Rico, no college career, no system education, none of that. And my father was a big source of inspiration for me. He was the giant, even though he was a short 5'7" guy. Very powerful. Like you say, dynamite comes in small packages, right? Les Brown quote right there. So he was somebody that I always looked up to, and he inspired me. He inspired me because I knew he had a message, and I helped him. I helped him disseminate that message, and we ended up reaching billions of views of his content and creating an impact and a legacy that we're still pushing beyond his life. And now we do 9 digits a year for our brand. And I understood that I had a responsibility. I had a duty to show people the way, show people the journey, show people how they too can do it. Like, you know, Les, one time my father called me and said, son, you got to do something. People are calling me. They're calling me and they're asking me, how am I accomplishing so much success in the world of social media and the world of internet marketing? And my only response is, my son, and you got no way of helping people right now, and you got to do something. And he told me with a very strong conviction, and that was an awakening for me. And I knew I had to put something together to show people the journey, people that maybe themselves don't understand the potential that they have yet. Just like you yourself did not understand it, Les. I watched your content for ages. Something that you said that is one of my most powerful moments when I saw you say this. The easiest thing I ever did was do a million-dollar business. The hardest thing I've ever done is believe that I could do a million-dollar business. So that's the one thing that connects me with you so much, because we are trying to make people understand they have potential. Because without them understanding it, nothing else will happen. And that's the first step. I understood it. The rest was history. And now I have made it a purpose of mine, pushing my father's legacy to help a lot more people. Anybody that's watching this video, anybody that follows you, anybody that follows me, anybody that I come into contact with, to get them to do something about it, because their destiny, it really is in their hands. It really is.
Yeah. You know, I've been marinating myself in the work of your father. He speaks fluent Spanish, and I understand fluent English. So I had artificial intelligence to convert it from Spanish to English. And I say, whoa, this is a bad dude. Frank Suarez? I'm really all in and learning so many things from your father. How fortunate you are to have such a great man as your father. What is it that, if you had to crystallize your thoughts, three main things that you want entrepreneurs, coaches, people who just have an idea or some movement that they want to promote? Marketing, it's about frequency and it's about reach. But in today's noisy economy, it's about holding the attention of people and getting them to act on what they see, being able to attract the eyeballs. What are the three main things, from your opinion, things you learned from your father, but also from experience working behind the curtain and now you in front of the curtain, helping entrepreneurs begin to reinvent themselves and be able to rise above the noise and draw attention to themselves?
Yeah, absolutely, Les. So the most important for me word in the world of trying to create an impact, build a legacy, to try to build a brand that really goes beyond one's body, it's the word purpose. The purpose that one has. A lot of people don't even understand what that means. What is the real definition of a purpose? A purpose is the road that's going to take you to a goal. What is the goal that you're trying to accomplish? Like in my case, my purpose was to impact my father's vision for himself and for what his message was. And I made it an obsession of mine to help him do that. Because I had that purpose, that led me to discover abilities, understand this thing called marketing. I can tell you that I didn't even understand that word marketing before. And now I have a reputation for being one of the top marketers in the world right now, specifically in social media marketing. But to understand my purpose was a big deal. What did I want to accomplish? What was the road to be able to accomplish that? And what was the big goal that I had at the end? So if you want to, obviously Les Brown is a great source of understanding what one's purpose is all about. Like in your case, Les, you wanted to be able to one day buy a house for your mom. And you said to your mom, you said, I'm going to buy you one of those one day, mom. And you had that purpose and you understood what it takes to be able to accomplish that purpose. I've heard many stories about this from you directly, Les, over the years. You saw people speaking on stage that were not even great. They were a little bit boring. And you asked them, how much are you getting paid? And they said 5,000. And you're like, I can do that too, right? And then you understand that there was a path for you to also accomplish that. So you can actually deliver that house for your mom one day. So there has to be something that drives you. What is that thing that you're trying to accomplish? You got to be hungry, right? You said that a few times during your career. So that hunger for me is also like that purpose that is going to take you there. Number one thing that I learned from my father, like he always told me, son, it's about purpose, not about money. Trust me, money will follow. If you have a purpose, money will follow you. You will find it. Your bank accounts will get full of it if you have a purpose.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, go ahead, leave us a review and subscribe to tune in for future episodes. And if you're looking for a team that'll go above and beyond for you and your brand, go to talktoaninja.com today.